Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another awesome day on the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am so excited. I thought I was excited about some of the other shows that we've done over the past several weeks and the past several months, but this show is really, really, I'm telling you, oh my God, I thought overcoming negative people, getting rid of toxic people, you know, dealing with our feelings, and, you know, maybe it's just my mindset, maybe it's just where I am today. I have to tell you this, I am so, so excited. Oh, let me just, before I go off, let me just thank you for tuning into the show today. If this is your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, we certainly welcome you here to the show, and we are so glad we're going to get the chat room open for those of you who have to listen via your internet. If you're listening via your internet, you have to, I tell you, this is going to be an awesome show. Conscious intentions. You know, people ask me all the time, Lalisa, how do you do it? How do you get it done? How do you go from how did you go from being a high school dropout who got nothing but C's, D's, and F's? And I'm telling you, the C's were occasional. I'm telling you, like every other school year possibly. And I really remember getting one B, and that was when I was in the seventh grade in Miss Lacey's math class. So if there's anyone in Cincinnati, Ohio, or you live somewhere else now, but you attended Junior High School, Samuel Ock, but everybody called it Ock. And if you attend, this school was torn down, long torn down. It was torn down during the riots of Dr. Martin Luther King riots, and the school was torn down. But I had moved away that seventh grade year anyway. But I remember there was a math teacher there named Miss Leeson, and she was so awesome and she was so phenomenal. And I just remember her, you know, taking the extra time to work with me. And I remember getting a B. But then what did we do? We end up moving to a totally new community. And, you know how it is, guys. You move to a new community with your children. Come on. You better watch out, especially if they're around that seventh, eighth grade, because the first thing that child needs to do is they, you know, grades are important, but fitting in becomes the ultimate thing for a lot of children, as it did for me. And so I didn't, I wish I had known about conscious intentions then. And my mother was very bright, and she did teach us a lot of things. I'm so glad that she taught me the things of the Lord. I thank her for that every single day. But boy, I wish someone had taught me about conscious intentions. I wish you would teach your children, especially your teenagers, how they can have the life that they want. And this is the truth. This is the truth of the matter. Either way, they're going to have the life that they want. I know it sounds weird, and it may not be clear to you right now, but the reality is, and people like Dr. Wayne Dyer and so many others, all the individuals that were a part of The Secret, as we've all heard about and learned some things about, the truth of the matter is you will have what you are thinking about. Even the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm not really sure why people, even Christians and other religions, why they're lost on The Secret and conscious intentions. But I do know that you will have what you want. So here's the key. When things in your life show up that you don't want, that you don't desire, you must look at how they got there, okay? Don't just go around mad at the world. Stop that. Being all mean to everybody, stop it. You know, come on, you're dragging down the rest of us, people who want to be positive and happy and upbeat. That's why we stay away from you, because we don't like being around mean people, okay? I've taught them on this show, and others have taught people like that. Stay away from mean people. They drain your energy, and they, too, are living on conscious intention, because they intend to be mean. Guess what? You might say they don't want to be mean. Yes, they do, because all of their thoughts are mean thoughts. They only think on negative things and bad things. They only think the worst of everything. So, yes, they want to be mean. They want to be in the state that they're in. Accept it. Realize it so that you can make a change. And it is so simple. I love the fact that the Anthony Robbins of the world and these individuals make a lot of money. They're flat out filthy rich because they tell people the obvious, but it's so obvious that people won't do it. It's the same thing in the medical field. Doctors are making a gazillion dollars because you won't do what they've told you to do. They said don't eat things that are high in cholesterol, and what do? The first chance you get, you're eating things that are high in cholesterol. And then you wonder, you know, you sit around your friends within the mopey, you know, a mopey atmosphere kind of thing about your health problems. Well, you were the one who did not listen to the doctor. And then, so, you know, you have people who just simply won't accept the fact that we have control over what we think. Our thoughts, you have a control. And you know what? And there are a lot of Christians that, because, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, love the Lord, and not ashamed of it. But God didn't make me a fool. He didn't make me foolish. He told me, take control of your thoughts. I mean, I don't have the scripture reference right this second, but I guarantee you, if you tune into my Bible show, you will find, I will give you the scripture references for it. But that's not my intention here today. My intention here today is to wake you up so that you can really have the best life that you want, so that you can live the life that you want. You need to be the architect of your life. People say, well, I can't find a person to be in love with. You know, I can't find the right person. And you know what? I want to tell them, it's not about you finding the right person. It is about you attracting the right person. And you're only going to attract from what's in you. You're only going to attract the right person when you become the right person, if that makes sense. In other words, don't work on what they are. Work on who you are. Work on being the best you, because you might find out at the end of the day that you're happy just the way you are. You may find out that you're whole and you're happy just the way you are. Conscious intentions. You have to decide what it is that you're going to think. Now, there are random thoughts that might come into our head because we see a movie or we see a billboard or we see, yeah, every single time I see the commercial for Red Lobster, I begin to have random thoughts. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, ooh, I would love to have some crab legs. You know, my thoughts are, now I have all these thoughts. I could paint a whole picture about what it would feel like to sit in Red Lobster and eat crab legs, king crab legs. Dipped in butter, the whole nine. I can picture it. Well, and guess what? The next thing I know, by Wednesday, I'm going to be a Red Lobster. I'm going to be sitting there. Why? Because these are my thoughts. And the thoughts are positive. All of our thoughts are positive. That's why they don't know negativity or positivity. That's why you have to control what you put there. Again, I welcome you to the show today. I'm Coach Lalisa. I am here to empower you, to motivate you, to help you have the things in life that you want. Live the kind of life you want. But it starts with you must have an intention to do what you want to see. Okay, let me say that again. You must have the intention to do what you want to see. You cannot just wishfully, you cannot just wish up a beautiful life for yourself. No, you have to do what your intentions are telling you the vision will bring about. So when I had the vision of being the CEO of my own company, that was the vision I had back in 1989, when I moved to New Jersey with nothing. I came to New Jersey homeless, basically. I had no money. I had a little car that did not even belong to me. So, yes, it was a stolen car. It did not belong to me. It belonged to the car company that had loaned it to me as I was making payments. And they do not give you those cars to drive out of town. You know that when you are purchasing a car on payment, you have to let them know that you're leaving town with that car. If not, you take it out of state, and it's as if you have a stolen car when you're paying on time. So here I am living my life. I had every intention to leave town and get my life to a higher place. That was my intention from the door. That's why I left Cincinnati, Ohio. Things were going really, really bad there. Good morning and welcome to the show in the chat room. God bless you and those of you who are on the switchboard. We're talking this morning about having the things in life. You can have every single thing you want. Having things is not about having money. Because the truth of the matter is, the people who have a lot of money, they set out an intention to have a lot of money. That's how they got it. It didn't grow off of a tree. Because even if someone was to leave you thousands or hundreds of thousands or a million or a few millions, it doesn't mean that you're going to hold on to it. You know, my mother, she was an awesome woman. Bless her, God rest her soul. She used to say, a fool and his money will soon part. Now, that's straight out of the Proverbs. And maybe I'm sure every other religion and every other group of people have something similar, a similar saying. So it's not just having money that's going to make you live good. It's not just having good health. Look, children, most of them are born with relatively good health, you know, after they grow up and, you know, they 4, 5, and 6. But look at so many of them by age 10 have poor health. So just because you are given something from the start, it does not mean this is how the rest of your life is going to go. You have to live on intention. Let's look at the prodigal son even. He was very wealthy. His father was wealthy. And he lived in a wealthy kind of conditions. But what happened? He took everything he had and he walked away from his current surroundings and environment. And he squandered all that he had. That was his intention. He said to his father, give me my things and I will go on my own. His intention was to go out there and to live any old kind of way. So conscious intentions is a very powerful state of being. It's a very powerful tool to use, not just on yourself, but you must practice it on yourself before you can ever try to convince your children to do it. Because you know how children are. They see what and they do what they see when they're very young. Not very, very little of what they hear. Very, very little. So we can tell them over and over again, stop that, stop that, stop doing that. And it won't mean much. But as long as they see us doing certain things, if you can't tell your children, oh, you should have good manners, but you don't say thank you and please. You don't say good morning. How are you? Nice to see you again. Don't you look lovely? Aren't you beautiful? If we don't say these things, trust me, our children, they're not going to just get it through osmosis some other kind of way. You have to teach them. So this is the same thing with being intentionally conscious. In other words, we understand there's a subconscious, and then there's unconscious as well. You know, like we say when somebody knocks somebody out, they say, oh, they're unconscious, right? They're still thinking, but they're unconscious. They're not thinking in the right now. Awake stage, and then there's the subconscious mind. Those are thoughts that are buried so deep, and they're on automatic, and you can't stop it. It's just automatically happening. Again, your intentions say everything about where you're going in your life. It is where you're going. Whatever you have in your life, you intended that to be there. Accept it. Face it. If you need to go cry over it, have your little one-day pity party, get on up and set your intentions on what you want. In other words, you know, people, I heard somebody say the other day, oh, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired, sick and tired. Well, guess what? You keep saying that. Guess what's going to show up in your life? Things to make you sick and tired because your mind only hears sick and tired, sick and tired. So its job is to get you what you're asking for. It's as if you're saying, bring, you know, like your mind is like a robot, okay? It just does what you tell it. If you tell it to be sick and tired, it will be sick and tired. If you say, I'm having a gloomy day because it's raining outside. I'm having a gloomy day because I don't feel that good when I woke up. Well, you're going to have a gloomy day. Unless you turn around your thoughts. I have to do it some mornings. Of course, there are mornings when, you know, maybe you didn't get enough sleep. Maybe you slept too long. There is that. Whatever the situation, you wake up. Maybe you know what you have ahead of you in your day. You have a lot of things you have. And typically, you know that a lot of things to do are associated with stress. So you get out of bed and automatically you summons to you stressful conditions. I've had that happen. But guess what? Now I've learned I lay in bed long enough to turn it around. It doesn't matter what thoughts I wake up with. It's the ones I get up with. Because I'm going to lay in that bed and I'm going to think. I'm going to change my thoughts. Yes, there are wicked, evil forces that will plant evil, wicked thoughts in your mind. Listen, look at people. You know, I was listening one time to a group of, it was a rap group, and they were doing a lot of gangster rap, and I don't remember the name of the group, but the young man said that we listen to gangster rap music, and we listen to it for hours and hours and hours, and once we do that, we can basically just go out and kill anyone. So what we feed our brain is critical. It's important. It's very, very important. So what do we want to do? We want to change right now. Make the change. Take control of your thoughts. Don't let people tell you that you cannot control your thoughts. That is foolish. That is just foolish. That would be to say that God made us to be robots, and he did not. He gave us a free will with a mind, with a heart, with emotions, with feelings, and he put you in control of them. You are the steward of your own thoughts and actions and behaviors, just like there are people who believe readily and quickly that they're the stewards of their money, that they're the stewards of their home. Well, if you're the stewards of all of that, then you're also the steward, and people think, well, I'm the steward of my health. Well, if you believe that, then you must believe that you're the steward of your own thoughts. And I'm very sorry that no one has told us up until now. And for those of you, some of you do know this because some of you have seen The Secret. Some of you understand the Bible, because there are many people who read the Bible that they don't have a clue as to what it, they have no revelation. So people can't just say, well, doesn't that person go to church and aren't they at this and aren't they that? That has nothing to do with revelation knowledge. That has nothing to do with understanding what you read. And that's one of the reasons why people have come up with the various other translations of the Bible, so that it wasn't that they were trying to take away from the Word of God. That's not the same as taking away from the Word or adding to the Word. They're trying to make it so that people can understand it, so that they can really get something out of it. How can you do something that you do not understand? It cannot be done. You can't do it. Now, yes, we know that even the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Okay? That's different. You know, you're trusting in him. In other words, you don't have to know everything for him to still work and operate in your life and make you a success or to change things in your life. But he has given you control over some things. Look at what he told Adam. And he said, you have dominion over all the earth. So listen, you have to look at it that, okay, Adam is no longer here. Things have changed since then. So but God says, my word is permanent. It is eternal. It never goes away. So you have to look at, okay, what do I now have dominion over? And it is over what you say and what you think. And guess what? What you say and what you think will bring about your destiny. It will bring about where you're going. Now, I know I've been saying a lot, and I've been talking really fast, and I want you to have time to digest this. So please, if you have any questions, you're in the chat room. If you have questions or comments, you can ask them right there in the chat room. Please, I will answer your questions. You may say, oh, well, I don't buy that. I don't believe it. Well, put it out there, and we can talk about it. Conscious intentions. Again, I welcome those of you in the chat room. Welcome to the show if it's your first time tuning into the Coach LaLisa Show. We're excited that you're here. Welcome to you also on our switchboard. If you have a question, you need to put your hand up. You want to make a comment, you press your number one, and you can make that comment. Well, I just want to just take a little station break right here for a moment and let you know that the Coach LaLisa Show is very thankful that you tune in each and every day. We're on the air Monday through Friday morning at 7:30. We are excited that the level of empowerment and training and coaching is being stepped up. Why? Because of my intentions. People, I'm going to be doing a TV show going live starting this Saturday, the Coach LaLisa Show. Studios are down in Rahway, New Jersey. We'll be taping the show. People would say, well, how can you do that? It was just an intention. It was an intention that was backed up with action. Yeah, I could have sat home and said, oh, it'd be nice to have a show, and oh, won't that be great? But if I had not gotten on the phone, contacted the person who owns the broadcast network, and even after getting on the phone with that person, then I had to do some more things. I had to actually meet with them. Then I had to do some more things. That flyer that you saw on Facebook, I created that flyer. How? Through conscious intentions. It was my intention to get a flyer that people would be able to see and, you know, be encouraged to watch the TV show. Why? Because we're going to have empowerment topics on there. It's the ultimate in empowerment. You think that you've been empowered already by experiencing my empowerment sessions? We're going even deeper. We're going higher. We're going to bring on each and every week, every Saturday at 3 p.m. Every Saturday at 3 p.m., it's an internet TV show, so you will be able to watch it right from the comfort of your own home. You'll be able to watch the TV show. We are going to be taking empowerment to another level. Why? We want to coach people and train them. You should have, that's because I found my purpose in life. My purpose is to empower people to live their best life. You know, I had been searching for my purpose, as I'm sure many other people are doing. And I would say, keep on searching. If you keep searching, you will find it. But as you're searching, make sure that you have your intentions in the right place. Make sure that your intentions are conscious. What do we mean by conscious intentions? Okay, here's the thing. Things that you have to do. Let me give you something that I had found on this woman, Vicki Hanchin. She is a licensed, certified social worker. And so she has studied people and their behavior. You have to know that the words that you say are the seeds that are going to bring about the things that you want to see in your life. In other words, if you keep saying, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, I have no money, I have no money, I'm broke, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. If you keep saying that, those are seeds that you're planting. And as you know, you have done this, I'm sure. You plant a seed. What do people do? They watch the seed grow. The seed is planted. If you plant an orange seed, it is not going to produce a watermelon. So if you plant a seed of I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, you are not going to produce a seed of I'm financially secure. It doesn't work like that. It would be nice if it could, because what some people think, well, I'm just speaking my reality. Exactly. And it's going to stay your reality as long as you speak it. You know, that's what people think. Well, I'm dealing in reality, Lalisa. You're dealing in fantasy, saying you're rich when you don't have a dime. Aha. But see, because I understand that I can have what I say, that I will have what I say, because I understand that I'm a product of my thoughts. The end result, the product. It's just like when you, if you go to, let's say, General Motors, and they take a bunch of parts and put together a particular type of car, that is their product now. But that car is made up of all the parts they put there. Well, what I'm telling you, made up of your thoughts. So she talks about how you have to get ready. You have to prepare the ground for your words, prepare your mind. You have to remember your words are seeds. You need to cultivate those words and the conditions around you. In other words, surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people that are also living on conscious intention, because the people that you're very close to, on them are going to rub off on you. I tell people, and I know I didn't make this up, I didn't create it, but I know it's true. Show me your five closest friends, and I will show you your future. You're headed where they're headed, and you're going to end up where they end up. Your five closest friends, not just five people you know, not just five people you occasionally hang out with. I'm talking about the people that you're with on a daily basis. All right, that's all we have time for today. I'm glad you stopped by the show. Look for us. Go to my Facebook page, Lalisa J. Williams. Go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com. Send me your email. Get connected. We're going high, and we want you to go with us, because there ain't no stopping us now. It's been great having you. So.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.